So, how tough of a turnaround is this for you, given how big this game is coming off, obviously a short week and traveling on the road?
Well, it's a big game, and no question about it. But it's the fun of it and the challenge of it, and kind of an exciting thing, and then enables us to get right back to work, and we kind of planned for it appropriately already prior to the last game.
Well, there was some talk a couple years ago that they were going to try and avoid having a team do two road games, with one of them being a Monday night. Are you at all disappointed it turned out that way?
I don't know. We kind of seem like we get what's left over. Anyway, we got it is what it is, and we got to deal with it. And we have everything to play for, and it's going to be exciting.
I know a lot of people throw around the term must-win game kind of loosely, but, I mean, when you look at the situation that both you and Denver are in, is this a playoff game essentially?
Yeah, we've played about five of them in a row. So after losing the games we lost early in the middle of the season, so we've been in this situation for quite a while now. So I think every game we play for us is a must-win game in order to kind of control your own destiny. I think both teams are in that situation.
What did you guys do to turn it around in the middle of the season and get on that winning streak?
Well, we just made more plays. Continue to do things, do them more consistently, and do them more successful. And, make sure that everybody stayed on the same page and didn't waver from what the plan was. And I think that was important, that our guys stepped up and understood what we had at risk of losing, and to fight back into it.
Then the obvious follows, what happened then on Monday night? What went wrong that you guys have been doing well?
Well, we got outplayed, and plain and simple. And they executed better than we did, and more often than we did. And we had, some balls we should have caught. We had some plays we should have made. We didn't make them. And, right from the start, and each and every play in a game like that, it can be critical to the outcome at the end.
What's your take on what Cutler's been able to do in his first three games?
Well, he's been impressive. I think he's really been what I think most people expected him to do when he came into the National Football League. He's a very poised young man, and he's shows why he was such a good player and why everybody thought very, very highly of him. And he's handled their offense. He's a good athlete. He's got an opportunity to move, and he has a very strong arm, and he has a great command of what they're trying to get done.
You guys, this team is, the Broncos have lost a few games at home this year. Do you guys still see this as one of the tougher places to play in the NFL?
Yeah, I think every time you go on the road, we've played some of those places. We obviously play in Pittsburgh and Baltimore here in our own division. We've been to Kansas City, Indy last week. So, this schedule this year, we've been in those places, and we've been in New Orleans where they had a big streak going on in the dome. So, it is it's always been a difficult place, I think, to play and win, and having been there from Pittsburgh and Baltimore, so I know that.
Having broken down the Broncos somewhat, why do you think their tight end has been able to be more involved the last several weeks?
Well, I think it's always been, I think, a part of their offense. There is a tight end position has always been key and critical, and they use that guy almost to supplement the running game, and off the bootleg and the waggle actions and the things like that. He becomes an option for the quarterback, and they always look for athletic guys and guys that are good receivers of the football.
Well, what's your injury situation? We have Levi back this week.
Well, we were able to suit Levi up last week, and we seem to come out of the game in decent health. So we'll continue to look that way and make those decisions come Sunday.
Is it worth the price of admission to watch Chad Johnson go up against Champ Bailey?
Well, it's a great challenge. Champ's an outstanding player, and having had an opportunity to coach him for a year is just a pleasure. So that's a big important matchup, and we've got our work cut out for us.
Knowing how firsthand how good Champ is, based on that, are you surprised at what Chad was able to do against him a couple of years ago, that big game?
Well, a couple of years ago was a couple of years ago. It's a new game, new time, and Champ's a fine player, and too many sometimes people put too much, particularly on that kind of thing, and don't understand responsibilities of the other players on the field as well within those coverages.
How do you kind of work along with Chad Johnson. I know that it's probably tough on you as a coach with some of the things he says.
How you phrased that, work along with him.
What's that?
I like how you phrased that, work.
I mean, it's probably to the point now where if you tell him something, he's probably not going to listen anyway as far as toning down his act.
He does listen, and I think, at some point people realize that his antics are more an act and his ability to have fun with people. And so sometimes the media doesn't quite get as sucked into them as others. So the main thing is to make sure he comes out and prepares and studies and practices the way that he's done it since I've been here each and every week. And he's, he has his butt in here on Tuesdays working and studying and staying ahead of the game all the time. And I think that's the most important thing. And with that, he brings a lot of life to practice every day. And he's able to help, lift up his teammates and make his teammates better come practice time, come game time. And I think that's important.
What were your expectations coming off the injury with Carson this year?
Well, we were told from the outset that the beginning of the season should not be a problem, and obviously he was willing to do the work and get himself ready for that. So, we had the same expectations that are higher than we had from the year before.
Do you find that he's had to adjust his game at all to compensate for the injury, or is he?
No, he hasn't. He really hasn't. He had to have a when you don't. Take part in much of the off season full speed, like he was unable to do, and training camp he practiced once a day. He only played in two of the preseason games, so at that point he probably didn't have the same repetition. This is kind of a gym rat guy who likes to play football, and he loves the reps. It's hard to get out of it, and once we started opening up the door and allowing him back into practice, I had to monitor him how much practice all the time, because in his mind, more is always better.
Marvin, how have you been able to deal with all the off-the-field stuff?
Well, the off-the-field stuff hasn't affected the core of our football team, and really more is made of it than actual things. And unfortunately, we had one player prior to the season get into a number of different things. And I think socially and civilly, he's learned a lot from that. What being a member of productive member of society is well as the privilege to play in the National Football League, and he's paid a price. He was suspended for a couple of games, and I'm hopeful that he's somewhat turned over his life and his career a little bit and get himself right and stay on track. And it's unfortunate some of the other things that have occurred with guys, and there's been an awareness brought to them of the privilege and the fact that you've got a responsibility to uphold to yourself, your family, and this organization. And but again, those things really don't affect the core of our team, and I've said that from the start of it.
Why don't they, Marvin? I mean,
they're peripheral guys.
What's that?
They're peripheral players, and our guys have done too many outstanding things. They give back too much. They do too many great things to affect that. Those guys who get in those kind of situations, most of the time, they're really not a productive part of your team as much. And those are decisions that I make as we get ready for game day on Sunday and so forth. And the players understand that, because if I can't count on them that way, then I don't need to worry about them on Sundays.
Were you ever at a point where you just kind of rubbed your temples with all that, or got nervous when the phone rang? I mean, what?
Well, I don't want to have anything happen, because at some point we don't want to have somebody get themselves in a situation where they jeopardize themselves or their career.
How about, in one hand, you can't be expected to babysit grown men when they leave your facility, but is there anything you learned?
Well, every organization continually is doing that and educating guys and understanding, what your responsibility is.
How's Delpho O'Neill played for you?
He's been injured most of the season. He has not had as productive year as last season at all.
Was that when you got Delpho? He kind of had a hard time at the end of his tenure here. Was there some massaging that had to go on to kind of get his head back right when you first?
Well, he's. He just needs to, obviously the things that Coach Shanahan felt he needed to clean up on, they're no different when he came here. And that's something that if he wants to really maximize the talent and the skill that he has, he's got to continue to work and fight with that every day. He's got to come out and get ready, prepare to go to work each and every day. And National Football League, and you always got to keep rising above that and not allow complacency and things like that to creep in. And everybody wants to be recognized as a good player, but you got to go do the work.